AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Some 60% of Russia's ground troops are near Ukraine's border, and according to former National Security Council Russia Director Fiona Hill, they're not there for defensive reasons.
The current Russian military posture against Ukraine is one for preparation for an offensive. It is not defensive in any way whatsoever.
President Biden warns Russian officials could rig a deadly incident as a pretext to invade. The U.S. Senate unanimously votes in favor of a resolution showing support for an independent Ukraine while also condemning Russian military aggression towards its neighbor. The resolution does not carry the force of law, but puts the Senate on record with unwavering United States support for a secure, democratic, and independent Ukraine. The measure also encourages President Joe Biden to have the government find ways to impose significant costs on Russia and restore peace in Europe. Final text notes that the resolution is not to be seen as an authorization for the use of military force against Russia or for sending U.S. armed forces to Ukraine. At the funeral for her son, Amir Locke, Karen Wells denounced the Minneapolis Police Department.
Those thugs that represent the Minneapolis Police Department executed my baby boy, beautiful baby boy, in less than 9 seconds. How dare you? You're not above the law.
Locke, a 22-year-old black man, was asleep on a couch in an apartment on February 2nd when police using a no-knock warrant entered the apartment, startled him, and shot him after he grabbed his gun. 19 Austin, Texas police officers have been indicted on charges of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon for their actions during 2020 protests following the killing of George Floyd. The indictments came on the same day as the city agreeing to pay $10 million to two people injured by police during those protests. This is AP News. National Guard members substitute teach in New Mexico.
At Alamogordo High School in New Mexico, up to 30 teachers have been out at a time during the pandemic. Among those filling in is Michael Stockwell with the Army National Guard.
As long as I'm stationed at this school, then this class will be my post.
In the past, Stockwell has been assigned to the Mexico border and at the state capitol in Santa Fe to guard the building after last year's riot in Washington. Wearing camouflage fatigues and combat boots, the certified teacher says he knows you can't act Army with these kids.
You can't speak the same way you would with another soldier with these kids. You can't treat them the same way. You have to be careful with corrective actions.
Stockwell impressed freshman Lily Terrazas.
I'm not going to lie, I was kind of nervous because, like, you know, a man in a uniform. But it was cool. He helped me.
Roughly 80 service members have volunteered to work in schools. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.